Only 18 centimetres high, this plaster bust depicts Giacometti's nephew Silvio. The artist made it in 1944. Giacometti had left Paris during the German occupation. He lived in Geneva until the end of the war with his mother, who arrived from Stampa, taking care of her young grandson Silvio. Alberto's sister Ottilia had died in childbirth. According to reports, Giacometti drew sketches for little Silvio. The boy is also said to have spent hours modelling for him, nude, in the family's bathroom. By the mid-1930s, Giacometti had returned to the human figure as a subject. During his Geneva years, his sculptures grew even smaller. He commented, "It was a terrible catastrophe. I was facing a puzzle. All my figures shrunk relentlessly down to a centimetre in height. One press of the thumb and oops, no more figure." The plaster figure Buste de Silvio is a rare example of his work during this period. Giacometti destroyed many of these small figures. To lend Silvio's tiny head weight and space, he placed it on a double pedestal. Giacometti did not overcome the threat of things disappearing until the end of World War II. From then on until his death in 1966, he created his world-famous thin figures with their extended limbs.